K-Rock 955, this is the wash-up. Thanks to Goddings Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. There was plenty on the line out at the Leopold-St Mary's clash yesterday. Leopold were hoping to get the 4 points and maybe put pressure on Newtown and Chilwell to steal third spot and the double chance. St Mary's, they just needed to win to make sure they played in a fourth consecutive final series and kept alive their hopes of winning their first flag in more than a decade. And that's exactly what they did. They got over the top of Leopold to the tune of 33 points. 15-18, 108 to 11-9, 75. And victorious Saints co-coach Travis Robertson has been good enough to join us on the line. Trav, firstly, congratulations. A relief to be in September and have it locked away after it's been an up and down year for your footy club.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. Yeah, look, at 1-4, it was looking pretty tough. But boys have dug deep and have found some form at the right time of year.
So take us through the game. You go out there. I looked at the early scores while I was at GMHBA Stadium and you found yourselves a couple of goals down. They jumped you in a way, but you were able to get yourselves back in front by quarter time.
Yeah, we there's a bit of a breeze towards the sort of highway end, and we jumped them early and hit the scoreboard, but then they wrestled momentum back. But to our boys' credit, they kicked the last two goals of the first quarter, which, you know, when you're kicking into the breeze, probably set ourselves up for the game.
Yeah. Is that the message you gave them at quarter time? That the fact that you had a bit of ascendancy at quarter time and had worked into that breeze, that you thought, you know, not the wind's going to win it for you, but that, you know, that you can take a bit of something, your confidence out of that?
Yeah, I think the boys certainly took a lot of confidence out of the fact that they'd been able to you know, compete really well into the wind. We probably had a little bit more to play for than Leopold did, so got out of the blocks really well.
Yep. Talk to us about that second quarter. Is that some of the best footy you've played this year?
To be honest, mate, no. It was a pretty strong breeze. So the second quarter, in actual fact, was probably not as good as our first. We just, I think you said 15-18. Like we just didn't hit the scoreboard as well as what we probably would like. So, but the pleasing thing was we played, you know, 4 quarters of good footy.
And you got to do it all again against them next Sunday.
Yeah. We probably knew this after the the Newtown game, that it was going to look like this. And as I said, they didn't have as much to play for as what we did. I'm not sure if they kept some cards close to their chest, but certainly next week it'll be all on the table.
Fair to say that was Josh Jasker's best game for the club.
Yeah, he gets better every week, mate. We gave him a job last week, the last few weeks, but certainly on the weekend he played a great game of footy, and he's showing the talent that certainly the Falcons and the Gold Coast saw in him. So hopefully that momentum for him just continues on.
Yep. It was just about getting his body right, wasn't it? He played the first sort of 4 or 5 games of the year and had a bit of a break, and then a couple of games in the twos, but he's been able to just find that continuity that he's probably lacked with his footy since he was drafted.
Yeah, he has. His poor bloke's had had pretty major surgery at the end of last year for him, which, you know, put a line through his season, and certainly even in the preseason, he could run, but couldn't participate in everything. So he had an interrupted start to the year, but after that he's been pretty good for us. Really important.
Yep. Looking at your side that played yesterday, just a couple of guys that didn't play. Riley Hall didn't line up. Do you hope to have him back next Sunday?
Yeah, we'd like to hope that Riley will play. Riley and Dylan McMahon were in the squad. Yep. That we could choose from for the weekend and didn't come up, so they'll be assessed during the week.
Yep. The others, obviously, Zach Sherman hasn't played now for a month. Do you hope to have him back at some stage?
He played in the reserves on the weekend, his first time playing a reserves game of footy. I'm not sure he was overly impressed with that, but he's another one that'll come into consideration. He played some good footy. They ended up sending a pretty much a run with role to him on the weekend. So we'll have a look at Zach as well. So it's a good place for us to be, that blokes like that are pushing for selection.
Yep. And you might have to make room for Dean Gore and Paddy Dowling, depending on what Geelong do with their VFL squad for next week's game. They've got a final on the weekend. The AFL don't play, and the Cats are hinting that there might be a couple of AFL guys that have played a bit of AFL footy coming back from injury that might run around in the VFL, and that might squeeze Dowling and Gore out.
You're usually pretty good with the news, Kingy, but Gorey's out for the year, so we won't have him. He's in for, he'll be in for some surgery on his hand or wrist.
Okay.
This week, but yeah, Paddy. Look, as much as we'd like the Cats to keep winning footy, we'd also like him to be playing for us as well. So yeah, if we can keep winning and they don't, yeah, he'll come into consideration.
So when did Dean Gore get hurt? Was that in last week's VFL game against Williamstown?
Yeah, it was. Yep. Yeah, he fended off an opponent and ended up fracturing a bone in his wrist.
Okay. And didn't get suspended in the end, or did he? With he got
no,
reported.
No, he got off that. I'm not sure why he even got reported. To be honest, I saw the footage of that. There wasn't a lot in it. So yeah, he looked like he might be able to continue to play, but. Poor bud can't take a trick, so he will need surgery.
Yeah, okay, so it's disappointing for him. Trav, we really appreciate your time. Well done on the resurrection. And if there was a club that's probably going to be resurrection, it's one known as the Saints. So you've done well from 1-4 to get back into finals calculations, and the door's open for you to do some damage out of an elimination final. Well done on the win, and good luck for another final series.
Yeah, thanks, King. Good chat.